coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
Sperm bag of Sounders. Bananas kind of pissed me off.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
Tangerines are whores.
Hey, Pop, come look at this. That's fucking weird. But.
So then is Ern great grandpa or what?
Hey, you should lean into that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whoa, boo.
Ooh.
Shots fired immediately.
Right. All right. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. With me today is Big Ern.
Hello.
Hi. Nice ASMR, buddy.
Thanks.
And we got Chris.
What's ASMR?
ASMR.
ASMR.
Always standing medically ready.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's what it stands for.
Hey, you know what? That one goes.
Acronyms.
I'll go for that one. And we have a few guests with us today. We have Tucker Grimley.
Hello.
Nephew Tucker is here.
Good to
How
be
you
here.
Doing, buddy?
He's my nephew, too. What a small world.
That's what I'm saying. We also have just keep it in the family with cousin Tori. How you doing, Tori?
Good enough.
Welcome
keep
back.
Keep it inside of something.
Oh, it's one of these year.
Bullshit.
You're back to zero now.
What? I disagree. Judges?
Zero.
No. Well, they ruled it against it. Then we have with us Kim Reeves. How you doing, Kim?
Not too bad.
Excellent. Good to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
All right. So
she's on a date with 5 boys.
She was.
4.5 boys.
4.5.
4.5. Yep, that was the verdict. 4.5.
4.5, that's the verdict?
Yeah. How's everybody doing? I was good to see you guys
again.
Anybody have a good St. Patrick's Day? Do you guys do anything weird?
I went to the Blarney Stone, so I guess that's as weird as it can get, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't
Are they pretty weird over there in the Blarneys?
I mean, some of the drunk ladies were, yeah. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Were they trying to get to your Lucky Charms or what?
No. Just the table over me.
Ah, gotcha.
Nothing?
Anybody else?
I just went downtown. I probably will not do that anymore.
Did you just go to the parade?
Chock full of
I didn't go to, I didn't make it to the parade. I just met a friend downtown and I don't know. That scene ain't for me anymore, it turns out.
Getting a little up there in age, huh?
Might have something to do with it.
I mean, it's maturity and like just generally being
don't
you know,
you
mature.
Put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
All right.
Yeah, it's just it's too packed and too many rookie drinkers.
Amateur hour.
Yeah.
It's like New Year's Eve. Do you guys do that anymore?
No, not really.
I'd rather go to like a friend's house and have like 10 friends hang out and like play fun games or watch some funny shit or something up to you know, midnight, and then pop fucking bottles.
Then pop a couple of Ambiens and take a fucking
yeah, pretty much.
So the first problem is for him to find 9 friends.
Yeah. Oh. Now that's for me one of these.
Oh, that's sad.
That
yeah,
wasn't
no
for
friends. I meant only 9 friends, because you have so many you'd have to narrow it down.
Oh, man. We'd walk that back.
Save? Yeah. Good save?
That was a pretty horrible. Specific number.
Hey, listen. Listen, I'll remember this. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but you won't at the end of the day.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
I'll probably only remember it when I have to edit this tomorrow.
he's gonna delete it.
These guys were dicks.
So, anyways, well, I eat an actual the 17th, which was what the fucking Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I think I went. I came home. I had a shot of Redbreast 12 year with the wife. Then we went and met Ernie and his fiance Ann over at Specs Bar, and then we had another shot of Jameson, and then I had a Guinness, and then I came home, and then I had the Pint Man Cometh from DCR, along with another shot of Red Breast 12, and then I think I finished out with a 5-to-1 diluted mix of water and absinthe and sugar.
I like how you have that all written down so you didn't forget to mention it.
Yeah. I didn't write any of it. What the fuck?
I didn't have any breasts.
Oh, tough. That sucks. Sorry, buddy. How about you guys? I mean, Chris said that, I mean, that should be like one of your funnest holidays, right?
No.
Used to be? Used to could?
I used to like being in big crowds and watching everybody get fucked up and tease them. But I got you guys now.
Aww.
Yeah.
We're there for you, buddy.
I get all my teasing not done here. So.
Fuck.
I feel like I used to go out and be a part of it, but now I more or less go out to enjoy it as a spectator sport.
Right?
People watching.
They're just, yeah, people are just bad.
Yeah, Anne went on the pub crawl yesterday with some friends, and she said it was just crazy.
I was a spectator for that show.
She said you went to the OB.
You worked at DCR, didn't you, yesterday?
I was at Pixel yesterday.
Pixel yesterday. Okay, gotcha. Was the radio there, too?
Yeah.
Q105?
Yep.
Yep. Bish or whatever? Was that the guy who's...
I mean, I didn't pay attention to that because I got lucky enough to be posted by the door handing everybody their $3 Bush lattes and Bud Light and watch people be stupid.
Good stuff.
I did go out and buy a new Irish whiskey to celebrate with, though.
Which one?
So I sat at home by myself and I drank Connemara, which is the only Irish peated single malt. But, well, maybe not the only. That's what it says here.
Well, they got that West Cork that we had last year that was peated
so
Irish.
This is a fucking liar. But anyway, it was really good. I enjoyed it.
We got proof there that they're not right there on the shelf.
Then it also said widely available. Oh, so maybe that's the caveat.
Gotcha.
But yeah, pretty good shit. I'd check it out again. I will. I have a whole bottle left.
Do you have the green label or the blue label?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know. I was seeing cross-eyed.
Well, anyways, guys, this is going to be part one of two that we're going to call Battle of the Bands, right? So this episode is all about beverages, alcohol, spirits, or beer. I wish we had more beer, actually, but we couldn't find them all, that are involved with bands.
Yeah, so...
We've had Trooper before.
Mostly co-owned by other bands and not just tribute stuff. So yeah, I'm excited as fuck about this. I put them all to the test, and it'll be a rotating series, and we'll eventually crown a winner. I mean, there'll be a winner every day, but
yeah, I feel like we're the winners.
Hey,
we get to drink.
That's right. We should all feel good about ourselves, except for you, Tucker.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. You look great today.
See, he's got a shit on somebody because the accountant was shitting on him yesterday when we were getting our taxes done. Yeah.
He basically just said, "You look broke." Thanks, man.
When your family start shitting on your family.
Yeah, he was a trooper though. Good guy. Good guy.
Yeah, Brian, our accountant from S&S Accounting, you're a good man.
It reminds me though. This podcast cost us a little bit of money to put on, so everybody that's listening here should all go out and subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah,
and buy shirts from us, buy a merch. We have more merch coming out in the next couple months.
For the cost of two shitty coffees at a gas station or one medium quality coffee at a Starbucks, you could have two episodes extra a month.
And they're extra drunk episodes, so I mean, we really ramp up the laughs.
As we, I don't know, slur through it, whatever.
Yeah, we might talk in cursive.
We finish each other. Got? That's it.
That's right.
Yeah. But yeah, so today's episode, Battle of the Bands, we're going to start off with a beer. I was hoping to get the Deftones one, but I couldn't find that anywhere. And I couldn't get it here in time for the episode. So... we had Trooper on the podcast before. We had another band one, right?
We've had like Motorhead's bourbon.
Yep.
The Trooper beer. I know I posted from the cruise a couple years ago. They had the two different kinds. I can't remember what they are, but the English.
Oh, the English pale ale. Yeah. Or the English bitter. Yep.
Yeah. Other than that.
But yeah, Tori had texted me and he goes, "Hey, you know what would be a good idea? It'd be to do a battle of the bands with boozes and beers and shit." That's not verbatim what he texted me.
Paraphrasing.
But then he goes, "And if you do it, I'd like to be on the episode." So that's the only reason he's back, is he had a good idea.
Yay.
So ladies and gentlemen, sometimes on Spotify, we get to ask our audience questions. So if you look for it, we usually ask the questions at least once a month. What kind of episodes would you like us to do, or what would you like us to review? So try to answer those questions or email us at info@brewsboozandreviews.com. Let us know what you want to hear for an episode.
Yeah.
And so, maybe you could be on one if you're here locally.
Maybe.
Or we could plan it out.
Yeah.
Be in town.
So this first one is from Fargo Brewing Company. It's their Lay Me Down Hazelnut Brown Ale that they did an FBC collaboration with local musicians, and Jade presents to keep it live and local. And that's the band is called the Naughties. So this one, local Fargo band met with our brewers to craft a distinctively unique beverage that suits the taste and style of the band's aesthetic and our brewery standards for quality craft beer. Lay Me Down Nut Brown was made using a medium toasted malt and conditioned on a mound of hazelnuts. This beer is palatable and crisp, offering a delicious balance of herbaceous earthiness, notes of toffee, a bready toasted malt character with the perfect balance of nuttiness. This beer release will also coincide with Naughty's Fest in the hall at Fargo Brewing, featuring High Lie and the Heavy Sweater on Friday, February 4th.
That was a long time ago.
Yep. So, well, about a month and a half.
Hope you didn't miss it.
So that's what this beer is
about.
So
it's too late to buy tickets.
A little late for tickets.
Or maybe early for next year.
Maybe it's 2023.
Yeah, maybe.
So I actually bought a six-pack of this, and I already drank it myself. I thought it was really good.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah, I actually bought a six-pack of this, too, and I brought it here.
Well, I had my six-pack here, too, but, you know.
Whatever, sharer.
I did share. Is it down here?
If I could turn back time.
I was waiting for that.
All right, so.
Wow. Oh, wait. It seems like we went ahead an hour, actually, a week ago. I missed that hour. Oh.
Time traveling.
I can't.
Yeah, we talked about that during the absinthe.
I really do hope that bill passes and there's no more daylight savings business going on. Anyway.
I was pretty excited to see how much support that got.
Yeah, man, because that fucking setting it back, setting it forward, fuck that shit. This isn't the hokey pokey. I'm not doing it.
But it is.
Or I'm going to turn myself around. But so anyways, on the nose, guys, I get some of that brown ale, kind of nice malt profile. It's nice and dry, kind of earthy.
The head didn't stay in this very long.
Nope.
And it
seems
kind of
watery.
Dirty dishwater looking.
Yeah, it's half opaque.
It's like a combination. It's almost, this is a nut brown, but it kind of reminds me more almost like a red ale.
Yeah, I get
or
some
a
of
copper
that
ale, whatever.
Earthiness on the aroma.
The flavor, the hazelnut, it's kind of muted. I could definitely tell it's a brown ale. I wanted more hazelnut off of this. The effervescence across the tongue, the carbonation was nice, even though you can't really see any bubbles.
I like it that it has and I think this is where the hazelnut comes in.
Dry.
It gives you almost like a weird tanginess on your tongue that I kind of get when I eat nuts. Do with that what you will.
I was going to say, you look like the type.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Speak into the mic. Get closer.
I bet you at least buy dinner first.
Oh, always. Almost always.
And almost.
It may be a dollar
almost
menu at the fucking McDonald's, but at least it's dinner.
Is it even a dollar anymore?
But this is fucking,
actually, now. This is a,
I don't know, I think this is a tasty brew. I like the little bit of nuttiness. You get a little bit of that roastiness. Pretty sessionable.
Yeah, what was it? 5.8%.
It makes me want to sit out by a fire and watch a movie on my garage door.
Projection style.
Projection style in front of a fire. Hells yeah.
Roast a marshmallow and dunk it in there.
Oh, that'd be dope. I would do that.
Would you?
Sure, I would.
I wonder how this would be with verbock poking, even though it's not a bock.
What is verbock poking?
You've never heard of bock poking?
So nope. You take a fucking red hot piece of steel or iron that's been sitting in a fire, and you just dunk it into the bock beer, and the sugars that's left in the beer kind of caramelize, and it kind of does a Maillard reaction to it, so it's a lot more toffee-ish, caramelier, roastier.
And it starts to foam like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
so it looks cool and tastes great.
And you just do this in like a pint glass? Or
yeah, you can.
Really?
As long as you don't hit the fucking pine glass with a red hot poker, yeah, you're fine. Right?
All right,
that fucking
shit will
shatter real quick.
This is either going to work or I'm going to feel like a complete idiot later.
Oh, it could be both.
At the same time.
No, there's videos of it online. Fuck, yeah. We did a video. We were going to do a video, but there was.
Yeah, we did it out at Icewind one time.
It was fun.
Yeah, I the more I have of this, the Naughties, this is pretty good. Nutty, earthy, kind of malty, maybe I would want a little bit more maltiness to it for a brown ale, but it's definitely easily drinkable.
Yeah, man. I think that's a well-balanced motherfucker.
All right. Who wants to start this one off?
Unless other people want to talk about it.
I give it a 4.
All right.
All right. Out of 6 and quarter increments, I'll go 4.5.
4.5 for you, Knox.
Mm-hmm.
4.75 for me. That's a great number, Ernie. Put me down for 4.75 as well.
Such a salesman.
4.5 for me.
And 4.5 for me, too.
This is okay.
That's better than that. God,
I wanted to
Kevin.
Mention that according to Untappd, they got a 3.76 average.
Hmm.
I don't like Untappd.
Anyway.
I'll tell you why. Some people don't like certain styles of beer, and they don't really say that. They just give it a fucking 2.
This is fair.
So it's hard to...
Trust the number.
Right. It's like, well, I've never once had this style of beer before, and I didn't like it because it's not my flavor. 0. But
and then
you do
fuck you.
Well, I just
so go ahead and tell us then, Chris.
What?
Oh, you shit, you just did. I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
Yeah, he totally just told you how he felt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wait, 3.76?
A lot of times when he starts talking, I just zoom out.
Zoom out?
So you can get a big wide view of me?
Right. Your big head.
Jesus Christ.
The Brews, Booze, and Reviews average for the Fargo Brewing Company's the Noddy's beer is 4.50 out of 6. It's pretty good.
And the Noddy's are a dope band as well, so.
I enjoy them. I was too busy in St. Paul breaking my leg to go check out that show.
Yeah. I sometimes go on trips just to break things.
Sometimes I just trip.
But not everybody needs to know that, man.
Shh. Oh, yeah.
No, that's illegal.
All right, guys. Why don't we take a quick break for advertising? So we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Be right back.
Why wouldn't we? We're off to a great start. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chris Chelsis with Brews, Booze, and Reviews. And if you like drinking like I do, then shop where I do, and that's Bridgeview Liquors in Moorhead. They're one of our sponsors, and if you mention that you listen to us, you save 10% off of all purchases. Not only do they have the most knowledgeable staff, maybe minus us, but they also have one of the best assortments of craft beers. They have a great assortment of new and exclusive whiskeys and other spirits, wines, and they have classes every Saturday, which are absolutely phenomenal. So again, go to Facebook, check out Bridgeview Liquors, and drink like me.
Not possible.
True story.
Hello, neighbors. This is Big Earn from Brews, Booze, and Reviews. Do you want to know what's going on in the Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead area? You need to check out fargounderground.com for all that you need to know on what's going on in the area. They have on their events tab information on where you can see live music, comedy, art, theater, what movies are playing in the area, where you can go play trivia or sing karaoke. Holy crap, right? How convenient is that? So for all the news on what's up in the Fargo area, check out fargounderground.com. And thanks for listening to us on Brews, Booze, and Reviews. Yeah. Cheers. Yeah. Ding.
All right, welcome back from our ad break. Thank you for listening to our ads.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, we're going to have a fucking battle royale between these two wines. This first one is the Dreaming Tree at Crush 2019 series, the red wine from California.
So if anybody's not familiar, this is co-owned by Dave Matthews Band. So, yeah, get your jamming ready.
Get you one way or another, an exciting collaboration between Dave Matthews and award-winning winemaker Sean McKenzie.
I'm not even sure who you are.
The Dreaming Tree captures the spirit of California's wine country. Shut up. It's my fucking mouthpiece. Uh-huh. Crush is a special blend hand-selected from our favorite varieties. This wine pulls you in with notes of smoky berry and a pop of raspberry jam. Around the dinner table or on the patio, it's a wine you're going to want to share with your favorite people.
Give me that bottle back.
He's got to crapture it. Give him a second.
Crapture it.
It says share with your favorite people. Fuck y'all.
Nice one, Cam. That was awesome.
And if you guys are listening out there, make sure you have good quality glassware. Like these beer tasters.
All right. This wine brings juicy red fruit with good mid-palate weight from the Merlot, ripe jammy flavors from the Zinfandel, and dark fruit and structure from the Petite Syrah and Tannet. This blend of the California's finest varieties results in a very tasty, complex wine with lots of fruit flavors and a long, soft finish.
Long, soft finish.
Smells like wine. Smells like berries.
It's been a while, but it reminds me of Catholic Church for sure.
You used to smell
the wine before you took the blood of Christ?
Well, yeah. I want to see how fresh it was.
That's at least 2,000 years old.
Jesus, this blood is fruity. Yeah, it's won a whole heap of awards, the whole Dreaming Tree. I've had a few of the other Dreaming Tree. I think I've had their cab a few times, but I've never had this crush before.
So it's got Merlot, Syrah, because I love Syrah.
Syrah.
Okay, no. I don't drink a lot of wine. What is Syrah?
It's like an Australian. Shiraz is the Australian. I think Syrah is the California varietal of that same kind of grape.
Okay.
It's sometimes really just a fruitier, less dry.
Yeah.
Red wine.
It's my favorite red wine.
That's what I'm tasting. That makes sense.
That red raspberry really does pop. I like that. It's got a little bit of that Merlot dryness, which I like. Because, you know, for years I drank Frenzy of Merlot out the box. I don't give a fuck. It was like 15, well, it ended up being like fucking $18 a box towards the end because it got so popular. But yeah, it was my like go-to drunk in the wintertime. It was so cheap. Really enjoyed it.
Tori and I went through a phase of drinking wine, watching football.
Yep.
That was fun. Just passing around, getting shit canned.
Man, the poops the next day are very interesting, to say the least.
The conversations about poop. Oh.
What?
Nothing.
No.
You're a pooper. Well, other people
didn't
poop.
Do it together.
What are we talking about?
Shut up, man.
But yeah, there is a little light tannin going on. You get that almost cover your tongue in carpet feel.
What is tannet? I'm going to look that up. What is tannet?
But I don't think this is very overly tannic. It's nice and juicy, fruity, and sweet. I think this is a really easy sipping table wine.
So tannet is a red wine grape historically grown in southwest France in the Madeiran AOC and is now one of the most prominent grapes in Uruguay, where it is considered the national grape. Interesting. All right, what do you guys think about? See, it's not too dry, though.
That's what I like. Yeah. I agree. It's not too dry. You do get some of that, like you said, Knox, some of that Merlot kind of comes through.
Yep.
But then it kind of, I get a lot of berries, the fruit.
I think this one was only like
Chris said, but I'm not a big Merlot cab person because I don't like, I typically like the sweeter wines like Rieslings and, mm-hmm. and whatever. But this is pretty good. This would be a good red wine for people that don't like red wines.
Yeah, I think it's nothing really blows you away with this wine, but it's nothing offensive either. It's just easy to do, easy to drink.
And it's like 14, 15, 16 bucks.
Grab yourself a couple bottles and play tippy cup.
Yeah. Jesus. What's the ABV in this one?
It is 13.5%.
Nice. All right. Also just went off.
Is this going to be out of five?
Out of five, yes, sir, in quarter increments. I'm going to rate this one a nice 4.25. I'm not really a huge fan of blends, but this one was really well done. I'm the 2019 version. Nice job, guys. Nice job, Dave Matthews.
4.25 as well.
All right.
Chris.
That's a good solid start. That's a good solid start in this first epic battle. I'll do 3.75.
3.75 as well.
4.5.
Straight four.
So the average for the Dreaming Tree Crush is 4.08.
Okay, that's what I meant. That's a not a bad score.
All right, so this next one you were saying? It's a battle royale?
The Snoop D-O-double-G.
All right, so 19 Crimes is defiant by nature, bold in character, and always uncompromising. We are proud to partner with entertainment icon Snoop Dogg, who embodies all these qualities and more through hard work and perseverance. Snoop Dogg is a culture creator, innovator, and a leader in pop culture. 19 Crimes is a brand that was built on authentic stories of rebellion, defiance, loyalty, and perseverance. In 1788, banishment to Australia from the UK became the punishment of choice.
Is that how old Snoop Dogg is?
If you been around forever.
If you broke any one of the 19 crimes, you sailed on a harrowing journey where months later your fate would, awaited. Times were tough, but these individuals were tougher and they overcame adversity and insurmountable odds to ultimately claim redemption. 14% ABV, 65% Petite Sirah, 30% Zinfandel, and 5% Merlot.
19 crimes, Cali Red.
S-N-O-O-P-D-O-G-G, baby.
So he also does...
He had to crapture that again, too.
Fuck off. Cali Red.
A moment in crime.
Woo, drop it like it's hot, baby.
Now I really wish I wouldn't have brought this.
you're the dumb fuck. 14.1% ABV, by the way.
So comparatively, I'm thinking the aroma is a little bit more bold.
I think this one smells like a darker fruit.
Dark fruit.
It doesn't have that brightness to it.
That's a better way of saying it.
Yeah.
It smells like it's going to be a little drier on the taste, on the mouthfeel as well. I do like that that like really dark plum berry nose on it, though.
Yeah. Oh, this one, yeah.
It's a little bit drier, but not by much at all.
This one's almost like prune and raisin, comparatively.
Mm, yeah, compared to the last one. But I would say like a Black Forest cherry, a little bit of, weirdly enough, absinthe in there. Or that I have this like clovey or black licorice kind of undertaste to it, which is weird. But I like it. Like maybe like a cherry bark, maybe. I don't know.
I don't get that myself, but. I think this one's a little heavier on the mouthfeel as well. A little more carpet on the tongue. A little more tannic.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it has a little bit more of a complex flavor. Maybe the flavors are just a little bit bolder, more pronounced.
Yeah, I kind of like this one better.
It keeps drying out for me.
I still get that.
At first, I didn't think it was as dry, but I think the more I have of it.
The more I have of it, the more it dries me
out.
But
it doesn't offend me too much. It's got some good flavors in there that it actually doesn't. It's not too bad.
Nobody else gets any of that clove notes or star anise or nothing?
No.
Fuck.
So I've made shepherd's pie with this wine before, and it turned out pretty good. Not to get all Betty Crocker on you, but if you're looking for what's going to pair well with this wine, shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie and Cali Red.
Yes, sir.
That sounds like something Snoop does on the regular.
Well, with Martha Stewart.
With Martha Stewart, yeah.
Him and Martha Stewart banging down fucking Cali Red and, yeah.
You throw it right in the pan, right in with your tomato paste, everything else. Turns out good, yeah.
Interesting.
The more you know.
I really like this one.
Wish y'all could see the rainbow right now.
The more you know.
Right.
Yeah. Anybody want to start this one, you fucking boring conversationalists? Jesus.
Well, we're crapturing all of this.
Well, the conversation's drier than this wine. Let's get rolling here.
Ooh.
Anything else about this wine, guys?
No, nobody's going to say another fucking word.
Great. Who wants to start this one off as a rating?
Ernie. I will.
Okay.
This is worse. I'm going to go 3.25.
4.5.
All right, Tucker, thank you. Tori?
4.
All right, Kim?
3.25.
4.25 for me, Big Earn.
2.5?
Mm-hmm. 4.25, yes.
And jeez, you're I'm upset give it by a this one. 4.
You look upset by this one, Chris.
I just think it's worse. Okay. I'm not upset.
All right.
That's just how it goes. We don't love them hoes. I'm out the door.
Well played.
Yeah, there we go.
You did it. I'm proud of you.
I don't know what all that means, but
that deserves one of those. All right.
So the average for the 19 crimes from Snoop Doggy is 3.87.
Snoop's little dogs.
So the winner
for today's episode for part one of Battle of the Bands is
The Dreaming Tree Crush by Dave Matthews Band.
Interesting.
That sounds about right.
4.08.
Nice. How much was that 19 crimes by Snoop Dogg Cali Red?
Well, it was free because you didn't pay for it. You steal it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I just took it off the fucking shelf, bro.
Oh.
That's one of the crimes.
I don't know. You've got the receipt over there. I don't know. It's probably only like $25. Just guessing.
$13. $12.99.
Okay, that's what I said. two for like 25.
Or 11.99. I'm sorry, my math is off. 11.99. So $12 for 19 grams.
That's not bad.
Ain't tea bag.
And I'd almost rather like the price. Well, I mean, fuck, the other one was $16 versus $12. I mean, I don't know. It depends on if you're hanging out, whatever you want to do, what your preferences are.
Mix them together.
All right.
Like a little cuvee of wines.
Yeah.
Or if you're eating something with it, what's going to pair?
Shepherd's pie.
Roast.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, this concludes part one of Battle of the Bands. You got anything to promote, Tucker, before we take off for the day?
Support your local teachers.
All right. How about you, Tori?
Like financially or?
Financially, emotionally.
At the strip club?
Yes, sir.
Dollars?
Got to have that side hustle.
It's called Rent Chris Out Day. Ask Chris all about it. He'll tell you about it. Support the teachers.
I love supporting the teachers. Who doesn't support teachers? It should. Everybody should. Teachers are good.
All right. Kim, you got anything to promote?
Stop by your local brewery, because a lot of this stuff is as local as we could possibly get it. And with everything that happened with COVID and everything, support local.
Any places specific, like Pixel or
DCR?
All of them, like. Yeah.
All of them?
Any? Do we have to promote your, you know, your stuff for you, or are you gonna?
Well, I mean, I can. I just didn't want to, you know, seem full of whatever. But yeah, Pixel Brewing Co. They've got 60 plus retro arcade games, and then they've got rotating taps and currently 5 of their own on tap right now. And then DCR, everything's manufactured in house.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right, how about you, Chris? You got anything to promote?
Just you guys.
That's it. Aww.
And yeah, especially after tax day, we had a pretty good tax day.
Yeah, sure.
Our accountant's great. You know, quite a bit of loss, but that's our, you know.
Sure. Tune in next week when we continue the Battle of the Bands. We've got 2 tequilas that are going to fuck us up.
And then 2 whiskeys.
And a couple of whiskeys.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're the real winners.
We are going to be the winners.
And so are our listeners.
All right, how about you, Bigger? Where can they find you?
Anxiously awaiting for this to come out and next week's episode to come out, because I want to find out who wins.
All right, excellent. All right, well, we want to thank our sponsors supporting our show. We want to thank you, our listeners, without whom this podcast couldn't happen. And to you, we say,
may your glasses be full and your spirits high.
Cheers! Oh, that was lame.
Yeah, those glasses suck.
This has been a Predicate Productions episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews. For more information, head over to brewsboozandreviews.com. Special thanks to our sponsors for supporting our podcast. You too can support our show by supporting them. We have merch for sale that you can purchase from our Shops tab on Facebook. We also have extra content that you can access by going to patreon.com/brewsboozandreviews.